You're in tune with KVON, 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Well, with a score like that in high school basketball, you're thinking, that's the end of the game. 64 first half points.
That is, it was amazing in a variety of ways. My score sheet, the way I format my score sheet is that I have enough room to track 40 shots per half. Well, Notre Dame just blew right through that. They took 48 shots in that first half. They made 12 of them. That's only 25% shooting. They were 5 out of 19 from three-point range, 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. For prolific, they also worked their way into the margins of my score sheet, taking 41 shots, making 24 of them, including 5 out of 8 from three-point range, and they were 11 out of 14 from the free throw line for their 64 points. Turnovers, this is really impressive considering the frenetic pace of play in this game. Notre Dame turned the ball over just 7 times, prolific just 9 times. Notre Dame had 8 assists on their 12 made baskets, which is impressive. Prolific had 14 assists on their 24 made baskets. Prolific led in rebounding by a count of 24 to 18, and Prolific had 3 block shots in that first half. Prolific was the first to score, and there were no ties or lead changes as they've led wire to wire, but very impressive effort by both teams, Ira.
Okay, Dino, we'll be back and take a look at individual scoring of that first half, which is, I thought, was very interesting there, the way that the points kept mounting up. And we'll have a look at that when we continue here. Halftime at Napa Valley College with Prolific Prep leading Notre Dame of Canada 64-36. All right, back here at Napa Valley College Gymnasium in Napa, California. Looking first at the visitors scoring, the team from Canada, from Wilcox in Saskatchewan, the Hounds, had a 17 win and 1 loss record coming into the night. That was the statistic given to me by Adam Huffman, the third year coach for the Hounds. And their leading scorer, who was one of the top players in Canada, I think he alluded to that he was number 9 in Canada, had 13 first half points and was by far their leader. Although Noah Lato, who was not a starter, came off the bench and added 8 points for second leading score for the team, with Fofo scoring 5 points. Avery Hutchinson had 4 points. Xavier Scott had 2 points. And that was the, let's see, Greg Went, did I mention that? He had 4 out of 6 from the foul line for 4 points, did not have a field goal there. He likes to shoot the 3, and they were just off a bit. For Prolific Prep, their leading scorer in the first half was Namari Burnett, a sophomore. Can you imagine that? We have 7 seniors, 4 juniors, and 2 sophomores, the other one being Armand Sandu, that we haven't seen yet in the ball game. He's the other sophomore on the squad. But Namari had 4 three-pointers, had 20 points total, did not make a trip, though, to the free throw line. Next was Jordan Brown. He had 16 points. He made 6 out of 7 at the foul line for 16 points. Jonathan Williams, Jonathan 6'6 senior from Rochester, New York, had 2 three-point baskets. He had 14 points. Oni Aise had 7 points in the game. Amadou So at 8 points on 4 field goals late in the first quarter. And that's the extent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players scoring four prolific prep. One, two, three, four, five, six players scoring for the Hounds. Thought it was interesting with the listeners up in Canada tonight that we would talk a little hockey, and that is one of the things that they really pride themselves in. And I know they were a little disappointed in Canada when the Olympic hockey involving the women's team was held, as the last four Olympics, the Canadian women had been the gold medal winners. But this time, in a shootout, it was the U.S. Just coming through to finally end that long skein that the Canadian ladies had enjoyed.
I, you know, I'm going to share a common sentiment that many of the Canadian listeners probably feel, that shootouts shouldn't decide major medal games.
They're not the only one. Yeah.
Playoffs in general. I mean, the USA men's team lost in a shootout too. So it's tough. At that point, you should just let them play unlimited hockey until the blades are fouling out of the cowlings. I mean, it's, you shouldn't decide it with a shootout. It's,
well, I can tell you, if the NHL ever decides to start settling Stanley Cup playoff games that way, that'll be the last time I watch hockey. That would just be absolutely absurd. The game should be decided by all the players on the ice. I understand there are worries about players being exhausted and perhaps getting injured, but those things have a way of working themselves out. If one team tires out, they'll probably give up a goal, and the game will be over. Also, the problem I feel with having shootouts is teams play conservatively at the end of the game, knowing that the shootout is there waiting for them. If they knew that they were gonna there was gonna have to be a winner, teams would play more aggressively at the end of the third period, and I think you'd get a better game.
I do say it can make a lot of people up north real angry, but USA played to win in overtime, and Canada kind of just sat back and tried to get it to shootout.
Yeah, no, that's probably true.
Well, the Canadians, though, they had that one lady advantage there in about the last minute and a half of regulation, or the overtime station, because of the penalty that the U.S. had. And they took it to them. I mean, the U.S. had some tenacious defense that prevented the Canadians from winning there in that first overtime.
Well, they changed the USA's goalie's Wikipedia page to United States Secretary of Defense after they won the game.
Well, one of the other interesting aspects is while Jake Grant, that we're having with us tonight, has been a fan of the New York Islanders, and I wonder how that association developed.
It was one of those that I was looking for a team because I really loved the game of hockey. I watched it all the time when it was on, and the easiest thing was to just go with the Sharks, right? You know, they had the hometown relationship. But I watched them play the Sharks one day, and I saw John Tavares flip it over to, at the time, I can't remember who his winger was, and he flipped it back for a one-timer and just knocked it in bar down, and I'm like, man, he is a fun player to watch. And it's just been that way ever since.
He is a great player, and I just think he'd look really good in a teal uniform, but
a lot of Toronto Maple Leafs fans think he should be in blue and white.
But yeah. You know, it was interesting. I was doing a little checking on my cell phone here because I was curious as to which NHL team plays the closest to Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and it looks like it's almost a tie. Calgary and Edmonton are both about 800 miles away.
Wow.
Edmonton's a little closer. I checked some other, and I apologize to you Canadian fans for my ignorance if it turns out that there's a team closer, but I certainly couldn't find one. I mean, Ottawa is farther away, Vancouver. Not sure who it would be, but I'm sure the fans there do love watching Hockey Night in Canada, whoever is playing.
It's still a lot closer than 2,839 miles from my Islanders.
Well, you need to root for the Sharks, son. That's a much easier drive.
All right, back to basketball now as we're set to start the second half. I'm Ira C. Smith. You heard from Jake Grant and Dino Alessio on the Hockey Beat. And here we go, resuming basketball, the second half. And to get the play underway, Notre Dame gets the ball at midcourt. Trigger inbounds is Hutchinson, and he gets his pass into Fofo, and right away there is a whistle. The shot clock is not on, so it is not functioning apparently, and so the official noticed that right away, that the shot clock did not come on, went through the inbounds pass.
Dewey just signaled to me he wants me to track it on my wristwatch and then just yell out to the referee when
well, we hope that they can get that happened just during the halftime, because it was functioning.
Yep.
There.
Oh, and now the scoreboard is off.
Now the whole scoreboard is
off. So I think we're going to do a reset here and try and bring everything back up at one time.
Okay, well, the scoreboard is coming back on. The shot clock is not yet back on, and that is the reason for the delay of the start of the second half. Prolific Prep of Napa leading at 64-36 at halftime.
Wow, 100 points between the two teams in half a game. Terrific action.
Yeah. The Prolific Prep now attends Napa Christian, where Justine Leone is the principal and Tad Fuller is the athletic director. And Napa Christian is located at 2201 Pine Street. That's over just off the east side of Highway 29, as Pine Street goes on both sides of Highway 29.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. This is the fourth year for Prolific Prep, and the third year that they've had basketball there for Notre Dame Prep, although the school was founded in 1920 as St. Augustine. And of the about 300 students, they have 12 hockey teams, 9 boys and 3 girls hockey teams.
Of course, in a place like Saskatchewan, the kids probably learn how to skate before they can walk, right, Jake?
Yep. I think it's amazing watching the skaters on TV. Boy, I tell you, I used to skate a lot. Then the inbounds pass, here we go. Clock is working, and the players go to work now. Driving in, Fofo kicks a pass over to the right side. There's a three-point attempt, it's up. It is no good by Newkirk, rebounded by Burnett. Here's Prolific Prep with the ball, bringing it into the attacking territory. Burnett starts to drive in, he's double-teamed and shoved. Be a foul coming against Notre Dame Prep. That's going to go on Fofo. So that's the first foul of the second half. Prolific Prep. Burnett looks to trigger the inbound. Lobs it up, and it's a bad lob, and it's intercepted by Newkirk. Fast break the other way. Fofo drives in, goes up, and scores. He wanted to dunk it, but I'm not sure he could have gotten up there to dunk it, but he gets his second field goal. And then there's a steal as the Hounds bring it back four court. They're open for a three-pointer. It rims no good by Kahenka. Kahenka has been shut out so far. Driving in the other way, no good. Brown's rebound is no good. Tried to stuff it back down with two hands. Couldn't. Driving in the other side and stuffing it with one hand. Driving it down is just John Henry. That, I think, has been the play of the game for Notre Dame.
Yeah, tremendous athletic play. Notre Dame obviously has some very talented athletes, and it may be that Prolific is just a little deeper in terms of, and I mean, Prolific has been going to the bench a lot, and almost everybody has played, and it could be that that's their true advantage, is just the amazing depth of the roster as opposed to the visitors from Canada.
We should point out that Fofo is what the players and everybody calls him. His real name is Adolfo Lauren Adequin, or something like that.
Then so again, we'll go with Fofo.
We'll go with Fofo, particularly on these fast breaks. By the time I'd get his full name out, the game would be headed in the other direction. But Fofo is so much easier. So the Inbounds pass comes to Brown. Jordan Brown. Boy, he looks like a basketball player. And 6'11", too, and can handle the ball. Sort of like, well, there's a steal by the Hounds. Here they come down, 3-on-3. Holding it up, now throwing it wildly out of bounds, intended for Kahinka. Prolific Prep will get the ball in the backcourt. So far, the Hounds have scored 4 points in the second half, and Prolific Prep of Napa has yet to score. Trying to settle it down is Burnett as he brings it forecourt. Down, driving the baseline, having the ball deflected and stolen away by Fofo. Here he comes. It's 1-on-3, but he may go anyway. He does, and scores! Oh, an and one! Fofo gets the basket, got the foul called against Prolific Prep. Coming into the lineup is Alemani Karoma.
Well, you know, after what happened in that Drexel game the other night, we know that no lead may be safe in a basketball game. And this is a nice little 6-0 run by the Hounds to start the second half with a chance to make it 7 right here.
Well, Fofo, if he makes this, will be in double figures. And it was an air ball. He didn't come close on that. But he went. He was outnumbered 3-1 on his drive, but he went anyway and was able to not only get the basket but got the foul but missed the free throw. Burnett in the forecourt for Prolific Prep. He's between circles. Lobs one inside the free throw line. They can't get a shot. They try to get it underneath, and it's deflected right to up and just missing the shot for Prolific Prep. And Prolific Prep Corona was fouled on the play. Newkirk, Cole Newkirk called for the foul. At the free throw line, Corona, and he hit the flange and it carried him back to him. So the 6'7 junior out of Sierra Leone looks for his first point again as he goes back to that 15-foot stripe. Into the ball game for Notre Dame is Landon Dickey, a 6'6 senior, coming in for the first time. Next free throw, and that one is no good, but the rebound comes to Prolific Prep. They take it to the right side for Burnett, a 3, kaboom! And Burnett gets his fifth three-point pass. Driving down quickly, going up and scoring is Fofo. He wasted no time in going back down the court and going around the big players and going in and laying it in. That three-point basket by Burnett was the first points here in the second half for Napa. There's a basket lay in nicely by Williams. He had 14 first half points, his first two here in the second half, and it's 69-44. 17 and a half minutes to go here in the second half. Henry fires a 3. No good. Rebound, though, taken by Kahinka. Passed over to the right side. There's a 3. Tried no good by Dickey. Rebound. Prolific Prep coming down. It was 2-on-4, so they'll slow it down now. Setting up their deliberate offensive pattern against a man-to-man defense, and they throw the ball away. So Notre Dame has come out playing some good ball here at the outset of this second half.
Absolutely. They've made 4 out of their first 6 shots, actually, before those last 2 misses.
69-44. Into the forecourt comes Henry. Goes toward the baseline, behind the back dribble as he starts into the lane, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul. He jammed into the defender, Burnett. And on Henry, that's his second personal foul. So Prolific Prep will have the ball backcourt. Jankovic there, Otan Jankovic out of Croatia. Over to Burnett. Boy, what a ball player this Burnett is, and only a sophomore. He has it well out right side. He drives into the lane and puts a jumper up, no good. Rebound put up and scored, and one for Aisi. Aisi has a chance to get the three-point play and get into double figures. Landon Dickey called for the personal foul. Aisi in the first half made 3 out of 5 at the foul line. shooting now on that three-point play attempt, and he missed it. He goes for the rebound, and Prolific Prep comes out with the ball. Williams has it. Williams brings it back out near the timeline, being pressured a bit there by Hutchinson. Starts to drive, and the ball is deflected by Henry, and it goes out of bounds to Prolific Prep with 17 seconds still on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Inbound the ball, baseline drive, and oh, there was a defender that fell down, and then a foul called. The defender that went down was Wyatt Houks, who's a senior. Each team has seven seniors on their roster. That foul on Iesey. Oh, check it. No, it was, they're saying now that he is the one that's going to be shooting. Not on him, it was on Dickey. And the free throw is no good. So Iesey has missed his last three attempts at the free throw line. Back there, bouncing the ball. Overhand free throw is perfect. That gets him into double figures with 10 points. Fast break comes down to Henry under the basket. Reverse layup is blocked. And there's a foul called. Nice. Going to go in Prolific Prep. The foul on Iesey. It'll be Henry at the foul line. He was 1-for-2 in the first half at the free throw line. His free throw is good. We'll call him number 9 as far as ratings in Canada, as far as their top prep basketball players. That's what Adam Huffman had to say. Pretty good basketball player. Here's the next free throw. That also is perfect. Puts him at the 17-point total so far in the game with 16 minutes to go here in the second half. Jankovic in the middle to Williams. He goes for the easy layup and missed it. Tried to lay it up in the front of the rim instead of off the backboard. And the rebound goes the other way. Driving in at Fofo, and he is fouled as he goes. Boy, he doesn't care about the size of the defenders in there.
No, and it's taking a toll on him. It seems like every time he lands on the court, he's grabbing some different part of his body, grimacing.
Well, he'll be at the line to shoot two free throws. Fofo bouncing the ball now as he is taking a deep breath, and his first free throw is no good. Off the front of the rim, but couldn't get over. The Prolific Prep plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and that'll be senior night. Next free throw is perfect by Fofo. It's 11 points in the game. Prolific Prep finds pressure on the backcourt as they get the ball deflected away. Hutchinson steals it, but he steals it and flips it right back to Prolific Prep. Has a 4-on-1 fast break, and they get in the lane, put a shot up. They miss the shot, and Fofo is there for the rebound. Down it comes, going in, and a two-hand dunk by Jashawn Henry. Boy, I tell you, he got out of there quick, went down. They hit him with the perfect pass, and he went in and slammed it down with two hands. Prolific Prep with the ball now as they go low post right side. Can't get a shot out to Williams. He'll try a three. No good, and a whistle. And it's going to be a foul, I think, on Hawks. No, it'll be... it's going to go against Prolific Prep, and that's on Karoma. So Karoma called for the foul. I guess it was Wyatt Houks that went down on the court. So here come the Hounds, forecourt. Fofo has the ball between circles, starts to drive, checked off the play, gets out for a three-point attempt up, no good by Scott. Rebound by Prolific Prep, Burnett. Burnett looks down court and then lobs one down under the basket for an easy tap-in layup by Amadou Sow. Set up by that beautiful pass on the assist to Burnett. 74-49 now. Hutcherson, double team. Loses the ball. Burnett then, who gets it? He loses it. And Hutcherson gets it back.
That was a great effort by Burnett.
Hutchinson top of the key, over to Fofo. Starts to drive in. He's cut off, used up the dribble. Back out. Hutchinson tries a three, way off the mark. Rebounded by Prolific Prep. Here's Brown bringing it forecourt. Just hands it off, gets it over to Burnett. Burnett starts down the lane, then pulls back for a three. Rim's no good. Nice rebound by Hutchinson there, and the ball is deflected by Prolific Prep out of bounds. Wholesale substitutions coming in for Notre Dame of Canada. Wait, going to have a timeout taken now. It's going to be a short timeout, so we'll go over to Dino.
That play by Burnett was just remarkable. He went for the steal, was able to get the ball away, but then lost control of it. He dived to the floor right here in front of us and batted it with his hand to try and keep it in bounds in hope that one of his teammates could grab it. Instead, it was a player for the Hounds who was able to retrieve the ball, actually the one that he had stolen it from. But the effort was tremendous, and Billy McKnight and the rest of the team on the bench were all standing up and clapping and letting Burnett know how much they appreciated the effort, even though he didn't actually get the steal. It was just a fantastic effort by a star player.
Well, the Hounds have outscored the Crew 13-10 here in the second half as we get set for further action now. Just inside of 14 minutes to go here in the second half. Henry is in there. Also, Newkirk is going to be inbound the ball. Wendt is back in. So is Henka. And the fifth is Fofo. He's the one that stays in from those that those four that had gone out. There's a steal at midcourt by Williams. Williams coming in with Henry right behind him. A two-hand slam down. Slammed it down, and that was some play there. Was that Brown that got that?
The dunk? That was number 11, I believe.
Oh, that's Williams. That's right.
Yeah.
I was glancing down then as the play continued on. And into the forecourt is Brown. He's between circles now. Checking on the players out there for the... there's an interception. Henry down to Fofo. Drives in. Goes. He tried to slam dunk it and he missed the shot. And Prolific Prep. He had an easy layup but tried a two-handed slam and missed the shot. And there's a foul at midcourt. It's going to go on Henry.
You know, Ira, I'm going to need to come up with a new symbol on my score sheet to keep track of slam dunks.
Yeah. And how many they make out of how many, because it's amazing when they do.
They don't always make them.
No. Burnett in the forecourt now for Prolific Prep of Napa. They're working to a low post over there on the right side to Sow. Now it comes to Brown, spins, double team, puts a shot up anyway, no good. Tipped up, no good, tipped up again and scored that time by Amadou Sow. He missed on the first offensive tip, but he got the chance for a second one and that one went in. 78-49 now. Fofo, right of the key. It's partially blocked and it goes off the front of the rim and Brown rebounds and falling down in the backcourt was Kahenga. He got hit in the mouth. Coming down, the shot up, good from the right side of the basket by So. I think the player that got hit in the face was Newkirk, though.
And he's been playing lockdown defense on Brown for like the last 8 minutes.
Yeah, Newkirk goes to the right corner now as his team brings the ball in between circles. Wendt, and the foul is called. Wendt being fouled. The foul on Otan Jankovic. So it'll be Fofo to inbound the basketball. I'll check it now. They're letting Kahenka inbound it. He gets it into Fofo, who drives in the lane. Feeds it back over to Kahenka. He missed the shot. Rebounded by So. A lead pass down to Williams. Goes in and he scores and was fouled on the play. Chance for the and one. Fofo called for the personal foul. Wow, that was not an easy layup as Fofo was trying to prevent him from getting the uncontested shot. But Williams made it anyway. And Jonathan now has 20 points as he goes to the free throw line. He went just ahead of Jashaun Henry, who has 19 points for the Hounds. For the Crew, Williams at the line. He's out of Rochester, New York, and he scores a free throw. Well, I'll tell you, he's a senior, and he has a chance for a major scholarship, too. He looks so good. Fofo packs over to the left side to Hutchinson. Hutchinson, a bounce pass, goes toward the left corner as they try to get out of the double-teaming nature to Fofo. Drifts into the lane, tried to get the old-fashioned scoop shot up and was fouled on the play by Lucas Saleh. 11 and a half minutes to go. We're in the second half along with Jake Grant and Dino Alessio. This is Ira C. Smith here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium and the host, Prolific Prep, in the lead over the team from Canada. Fofo started left and then changed directions. Now gets a block and loses the ball, picks it back up, and gets a pass in, and a foul is going to be called on Saleh. So I think that's four fouls on Saleh. But it's both teams are in the should be in the one and one bonus now. So it should be the maybe not. Yeah, I thought it was.
It's weird because we're playing by sort of modified rules.
Well, that's right.
These are not normal college or normal high school rules.
You're right. So that that was the seventh team foul. So I guess on the next common foul, it'll be on the eighth foul then.
After. Very, very possible.
Yeah. Instead of after six, Henry drives in, shot is blocked. Was there a foul called? I guess there was a whistle. We have three officials, and one of them was in the left-hand corner. We're out of our sight, and he's the one that made the call, and the foul is on Williams. So team fouls are even at eight apiece, and Henry will go back to the free throw line, where moments ago he made one out of two, and he missed that one. Well, Henry, and down, check it, he's a good free throw shooter. Good ball player, still looking for that 20th point. There he got it. So the Hounds quickly get back on defense as Brown starts to drive in, used up the dribble, passes it deflected. They tried to get it quickly underneath to Amadou Sow, and it was blocked out of bounds by the Hounds.
They almost got the rebound off the referee sitting at the baseline.
Hit the ref in the side of the head and caromed off of him. Inbounds pass deflected. Nice defensive play. And the ball is deflected back, coming the other way. Two on one, fast break. Williams, left hand layup, no good. And Fofo did a good job there, and there is a foul called underneath. Jankovic fell down, and it was under his own doing. And he is going to be called for the foul. He realized that fact. He had a smile on his face. He came up off the court. So the one and one is in effect for Fofo. This half, he is one out of three. He was two out of three in the first half.
You got 11.
He has hit 1 3-point basket in the contest, and his first free throw is good. He gets the bonus. So we're inside of 11 minutes to go. Second half. At halftime, Prolific Prep led 64-36. Now they lead 83-51. They are heading toward that century mark. Both free throws are good for Fofo. And it's 83-52. Inbounds pass. Here comes Jankovic pulling up. Cross-court pass comes to Burnett, and he's going to be called for a travel. That little stutter step to try to fake the defender, and that does not fake the official.
No, they're going to call that every time. Although it is interesting, it seems like they are allowing more as far as players driving to the basket. They're allowing them to take that extra step in that situation.
Fofo starts to drive in, and then the corner for Leto, no good. Rebound, though, by Henry. Back up. He was fouled as he missed the shot. He'll shoot two. I think that may be another foul on Jankovic. That'll be four fouls on him.
Don't slap at the ball.
That puts Henry back at the line. Well, Henry and Fofo are the only two who have scored for Notre Dame here in the second half. No good. The ball laid on the rim for a little bit and then just lazily rolled off to the right side. No good. Deshaun back at the line, and he missed that free throw. Well, normally a better free throw shooter than he has displayed so far tonight. Hey, driving in Burnett, kicks it over the left side. They try to find someone open. They get it back to Burnett. He gets it to Jankovic, fires it over to the side to Brown. He double dribbled, but no call. Puts a shot up and hits a half hook. Wow. Brown gets his first points in the second half, coming after a double dribble there.
Yeah, if they're going to allow him to get away with that, he's going to be tough to stop.
Here's Henry bringing the ball forward court. Over to Leto. He tries a three. That's way off the mark. A rebound by Burnett over to the, he started to the left and then was checked off the drive by Henry. He passes to Jankovic down the left-hand corner now. And Burnett drives the lane, was fouled as he missed the shot. That'll put Burnett at the free throw line. And I think this is the first attempt at the free throw line for Burnett. Burnett ready for the first of two. It's good. 24 points for the sophomore from Chicago. Boy, a prolific prep keeps him around for two more years. I mean, he is already college material. He could start on most Division I college teams now. He's that good. And perfect on his next free throw. 25 points for him. So Hutchinson brings the ball forecourt. He's going to stop and fire a long one. It rims no good. Rebound taken out of there by Amadou Sow. Lead pass down to Burnett, and he tried to lead it up there on a lob pass to Jankovic, but too high off the glass. He wasn't trying to score. He was trying to set up the player behind him. The foul goes against Avery Hutchinson. That'll put Burnett back at the foul line where he just made two out of two. And his first attempt this time is no good. Maybe I spoke too soon about him. He had 20 first half points. He's had five more added on here in the second half. And we still have over 9 minutes to go here. The crew's trying to get to 100, and the free throw is good by Burnett. Now into the lineup is Andre Torres for prolific prep for the first time tonight. Going a little deeper into the bench as Fofo drives in, puts a shot up, banked it in. Oh, a nice, a difficult shot too for Fofo. Front court, Burnett, right side, so. Underneath Jankovic, and he stepped on the baseline. Hard to drive, tried to get into the basket. Jankovic has good size. He's about 6'10 and a junior and has not scored. Has played a lot of minutes.
And very valuable minutes. Just hasn't quite been able to get a bucket.
Well, he's been playing out there at the guard position for 6'11. It's a kind of unusual rather than playing on the front line. Driving for the basket underneath Hawks. He lays it in. Wyatt Hawks gets the field goal on an assist from Noah Leto. 88-56 now. Driving down, going up. Brown lays it in. Oh, he made that look too easy. Nobody stopped the ball, and he just took it down the lane and laid it off the backboard. And it's 90-56. 10 points away from the century mark. Now, keep in mind that this is prep basketball. Shot up, no good. Attempted there by Greg Wendt. Rebounded by prolific prep. Jankovic driving in the left side. firing it over to the right side. Nearly losing possession was Torres. Regains possession now. To So throws it away. That was just a so-so play, I guess.
He threw it a little high, and unfortunately, there was a fan sitting in the bleachers who was not even looking at what was going on and almost got bopped in the head.
Wasn't watching the action.
Do you think we're going to start having to put up safety netting around the bleachers here?
or just pay attention to the game.
Yeah, look up from the phone once in a while. Sometimes.
Well, he wasn't on his phone, though. He was just talking to a young person sitting next to him.
Yeah. Well, sometime when I'm looking down at my score sheet here, I keep the individual score, and Dino keeps the team statistics. And sometime when I'm quickly looking down to check what someone has scored, the fast pace, the time I look back up, makes me wonder if I'm in tune with the game there. You have to keep up with it as it progresses. And at this level, even though it's high school age, prep, which is really moves quickly.
It really does. I mean, and we've got fantastic seats. Our broadcast position is right here courtside, and the incredible speed and quickness of these athletes compared with, say, you know, doing a Napa High or Vintage High game, it's remarkable. I mean, as you said, Ira, some of these players would be able to compete at the college level right now.
Well, again, we miss Philippe Doherty, the program director, who usually helps us out, too, on our broadcast. He is doing good fatherly duties tonight with his daughter at a school. There's an interception, and the ball deflected out of bounds as Oni Aisi tried to deflect the ball away. Aisi is from Nigeria. Have him from Nigeria, from Guyana, San Francisco even, and even from Napa. There's the turnaround half hook that's good. Putting that shot in was Aisi. We're just talking about him, and he responds with a field goal. Fofo in the forecourt. Over to Lato. Tries the three. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Aisi for Prolific Prep. As we come up on the seven-minute mark, 92-56. There is a three-point attempt up by Burnett, no good. Rebounded by the Hounds in the forecourt. Over to Lato, he's left open. He missed the shot. Rebound, Fofo battles in there. Fofo is about 6 feet tall, close to 6 feet tall. And he was battling somebody at 6'9". And a 6'7 player, Karoma, is going to be called for the foul. That'll put Fofo back at the foul line. He's been there a bunch of times tonight. His team trailing 92-56 as his first free throw is no good, came out. Coming into the lineup for the first time is Antonio Vivon. He's a senior from Napa. He will attend Napa Valley College next year.
So. Well, that's great news for Coach Ball over at Napa. Well, I say over at Napa Valley College. But actually, we're right here.
We're here there. But it's not a college game, but you'd think so, the way that these guys play ball. The next free throw is good by Fofo. His 16th point in the game. Burnett. In the forecourt is double-teamed, gets his pass deflected and stolen away on a nice play by Hutcherson. Drives in, sets it up. There's a tip-up, no good. Rebound is tipped in by Kahenka. And for Carter Kahenka, that's his first basket of the game. He is 6'9 and a senior, and there's a full timeout asked for. So we'll take time with 6:43 to go in the second half. It is Prolific Prep out of Napa Christian, 92, Notre Dame from Wilcox, Saskatchewan, 57.
So, Ira, in this second half, the Prolific Prep crew has regained that big advantage they had in rebounding early. They had a big, huge rebounding edge partway through the first half. The visitors from Notre Dame came back and closed the gap. But in the second half, it's 18 to 9 in rebounding. And now for the game, 42-27 lead in rebounding for the Crew.
Well, Napa Valley with the prolific prep team just doing a good job, as there's a shot up no good by Vivon as he gets the ball returned to him. Play resuming there with prolific prep getting the ball. A pull-up jump shot is off, no good. Ball is deflected and taken by Wendt. Wendt brings it down, gets under the basket, can't get a shot out. Passes over to the right side. A shot partially blocked by Henry. Doesn't reach the basket, and it's pulled out of there by Nappas Burnett. Burnett has the ball stolen away. Fofo feeds over, up and in by Henry. Henry had a chance to dunk the ball, but elected to just lay it in. And it's 92-59, inside of 6 minutes to go now, as Prolific Prep is within 8 points of the century mark. They have Burnett starting to drive, cut off, but the ball is deflected by Henry out of bounds. It will stay.
I just passed a note by Dewey Green, a reminder that Prolific Prep has not actually lost a home game since 2014.
Wow.
Remarkable.
There's a pass that's deflected away by Fofo. That was really a nice defensive play, too. He went up in the air high and batted the ball volleyball style away from the Prolific Prep players. So now they have to go down to the end of the court where the ball went out of bounds. And back into the lineup is Otan Jankovic. He's in there replacing Andres Torres. Torres, by the way, is out of San Francisco.
Coach McKnight reminding his players they only have 6 seconds to shoot here.
And there's an interception there by Henry. Brings it back forward court. Oh, a nice pass underneath the basket, but they can't get a shot. Get it over to Wendt. No good. Rebound is tipped up. No good by Kahinka. Rebound this time by Prolific Prep. Inside of 5.5 minutes to go here in the second half. Prolific Prep with the ball working the weave. Here's Burnett pulling up quarter court, looking around and finding someone to pass it to, and gets a return pass after passing over to Karoma. Now back in the middle, ball's nearly deflected and stolen away by Hutchinson. Hutchinson lead pass to Wendt underneath the basket, can't shoot again. Over to Fofo, and he puts it up and scores. Fofo, here in the second half, has scored 13 second half points after just 5 in the first half. Burnett driving in. There is a lob pass, the alley-oop, slamming it down is Oni Aisi. And that makes it 94. There's a pass down by Burnett after a steal, and Burnett slams it down with two hands. And Namari has 28 points in the game after that slam dunk. So let's see. I don't know if they're showing a full timeout or a half timeout.
I think it might be a full because I see some kids running yep. out onto the court,
okay.
too.
We'll take a break now with 4.5 minutes to go in the second half. The score is Prolific Prep of Napa Christian, 96, and Notre Dame of Wilcox, Saskatchewan, 63. Well, just a reminder, Dino, that there's another basketball game after this one. It will be Scale Prep of California against Elite Prep Academy of California. Elite Prep had so many on the roster that they actually entered two teams in this event.
That must make their inter-squad scrimmages really interesting.
Well, the first team that played looked very good. They beat British Columbia Christian Prep out of Canada, 76-72. I thought that was a high-scoring game until we got into this one. Underneath, a shot up and good. What a neat play there. And it was finished off by Jashawn Henry with a layup for his 24th point in the ball game. Jakovic over on the right side to Williams. Williams pulls it way back out now between circles, spreading the offense as there is a steal by Henry driving in, nearly lost possession of the ball, and that has it tipped away from him, but a foul is going to be called.
Great tenacious defense by Notre Dame. And one thing for, that Billy will be able to talk to his players about, we're now at 24 on the turnover meter for Prolific Prep.
Well, we have double bonus in effect for both teams, and Henry scored on the first free throw. It gives him 25 points. Burnett has 28 for Prolific Prep. Tashawn's next free throw, no good. Boy, he has had his problems at the free throw line tonight. Rebounded by Prolific Prep, 4 points away from the century mark. And a one-handed slam dunk going into the lane. Jonathan Williams just slammed it down with one hand going high. There's a steal by Williams, but a foul called. And Nathan is called for his third personal foul. So the crew now, one basket away from that century mark. We'll check out this scoreboard here at Napa Valley College Gymnasium, see if it goes to triple digits. If they
we're going to find out right now.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does. So if they get to 100, it'll just say 0-0.
Yeah. Fofo's free throw is good. Boy, what a good second half. I was not that impressed with Fofo in the first half when he had 5 points. He had one field goal. That was a three-pointer and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. But, boy, has he come on here in the second half. And he makes both those free throws. So he's at the 20-point range, 15 of those in the second half. 98-68, a 30-point bulge as here they come down underneath. A slam dunk with two hands, and that does it as Karoma gets the big basket for his first basket in the game.
And the scoreboard does accommodate.
I was wrong.
3 digits.
It did. It shows 100.
It helps when that first digit is a nice skinny one.
It does. The first time I've seen that here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium. Hutchinson brings the ball in the forecourt. Still over 3 minutes to go in the contest. Over the left, Wirt fires a shot. No good by Wendt. Gets the ball back. Drives in, kicks it back over to Fofo, drives into the lane, spins, can't shoot. Out to Henry, he'll try a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Usually, when they're just missing off the front of the rim, that means that they're tiring a bit, and probably that's the case with Deshaun Henry. He's been playing a great game. Aisi was called for the personal foul for Prolific Prep. That puts Dickey at the foul line. Landon Dickey looking for his first point in the game. Hasn't played a whole lot. Henry is still out there. They have Hutchins still out there. Fofo is still out there. First free throw is good. And the other one is Wendt, Greg Wendt. So Landon Dickey gets his first point of the game and will be back up there with his second free throw. 3 minutes to go. Second half, 100-69. Trying to make it a 70-point total for his team, and he missed. But the rebound comes out and is taken there by Notre Dame of Canada and is stolen back by Prolific Prep. Williams coming in on the angle, kicks it back out. Jankovic open for a three. He got it. No, they're saying a two. Just a two, but his toe was on the line by Otan. That is his first points in the game. Ball is deflected away, and Prolific Prep comes out with another steal. As Williams crosses the line, he's picked up there by Scott, drives around Scott, and Scott reaches in. He's going to be called for one of those reach-in fouls. When the player starts to go by you and you try to deflect the ball away from him.
Right. That, and again, that's usually a sign you're getting tired. Instead of using your feet to block the man, you end up reaching for him and picking up a foul.
So that puts Williams at the free throw line, scores the first free throw. Williams had a really good first half. He had 14 points in the first half. He has scored an additional 10 points so far here in the second half. He's out of Rochester, New York. Next free throw, that also is good. It's his 25th point in this game, 28 for Burnett. With the ball now is Xavier Scott. Scott drives around one, drives into the lane. He was open, but he doesn't shoot. He passed over to Leto, and he hits a three. Noah Leto gets his first second-half basket after three baskets, including two three-pointers in the first half. Prolific prep with the ball. Driving in. They tried to get the pass underneath, but it is intercepted as Armand Sando is in. He's a sophomore. The other sophomore beside Burnett. And there's a steal again. Coming down to get the pass to Torres. Torres over past and getting a shot and missing the shot, but getting fouled on the play was Oni Aisi.
And that three-point basket that the Hounds made just a moment ago was their first three-pointer of the second half after missing 10 in a row, 11. They're actually now 6 of 31 from three-point range. Pretty brutal.
Free throw is no good. First of two by Aisi. He's had his trouble at the free throw line. He has missed five, has made three, or made four. Four out of nine, and five out of 10 for Aisi. But 15 points total in the game. And he comes out, and Antonio Vivon back into the game, the Napa product there. He'll be at Napa Valley College next year. And with the ball is Scott, handles the ball really well as he dribbles between two of the prolific prep players. Gets it over to Newkirk, spins in the lane, goes up with a jumper, hit it. Nice move as Cole Newkirk gets his first points in the game. That comes with a minute 15 to go. And Newkirk dives for the ball, gets it, passes it down to Houck, drives in, goes up, he scores. Wyatt Houck gets his second field goal, and it's 105-76. Pass comes to Torres. Torres crosser, intercepted. Driving down, Scott goes up, shoots, missed that time. Rebound is pulled out by Torres for Prolific Prep. They're trying to slow down the tempo a bit as we've reached the final minute here of the second half. Driving in is Williams, kicking it out. There is a three-point attempt up rims, no good by Torres. Rebounded by Scott. Scott drives into the forecourt, left of the key, kicks it back out, intercepted by Williams. Here he comes to see how he does this dunk. Oh, slam dunk contest. That would be hard to beat as he set himself up for a one-handed slam dunk. Drifting down the lane.
I think they call that a windmill slam, Ira.
Yeah, he just wrapped around and came out. The ball is deflected away from the Hounds, but it'll stay with them. 15 seconds to go. 107-76, a 31-point lead for a team from Napa against a team from Canada that had a 17-1 record when they came in. But Napa hasn't lost on the home court since 2014. Ball is deflected. That was the first year for the program. Down is Torres. Stops with 3 seconds to go. Gives to Williams. He'll just hold the ball, and that'll do it. Well, as Coach Adam Huffman said in our pregame, that he would like to see more action below the border for the Hounds. And after this game, I'm not sure that how much of that action he wants, because this Prolific Prep team defense in the first half, I thought, was very tenacious, very, very strong. Well, not sure what all that noise was in the background, but we'll be back and take a look at the shooting and the scoring when we return. Well, you have to go back to 2014 before you find a game that Prolific Prep lost at home in their home games played at Napa Valley College Gym. So it is not an embarrassment whatsoever to lose a game here in Napa to Prolific Prep, who, by the way, will have Jordan Brown, part of the McDonald All-American. That game is going to be played on Wednesday, March the 28th in Atlanta, Georgia. And recently, Jordan Brown was presented with his McDonald All-American game jersey. So it's part of the Hometown Heroes Tour. And so congratulations to Jordan Brown. He's averaging over 23 points per game and over 13 rebounds per game, and 2.5 block shots per game. So our congratulations to him and the best wishes in that All-Star game. So, Dino, are you ready?
I'm ready, Ira.
Let's take a look at the shooting statistics with Dino Alessio.
So the team shooting for the visitors from Saskatchewan, Canada, the Hounds of Notre Dame Prep, they ended up throwing up a remarkable 88 shots in this game, making 25 of them. That included 6 out of 31 from beyond the three-point arc. They were pretty nifty from the free throw line, making 20 out of 31. And that's how they got to 76 points, a total that's often enough to win a high school basketball game. But not tonight, as the prolific Prep crew shot a sizzling 41 out of 77. That's 54% shooting from the floor. They were 7 of 14 from beyond the arc. That's 50% three-point shooting. And they also did a good job at the free throw line, making 18 of 27, and that's how they got to 107 points. The turnover battle, the Hounds of Notre Dame turned it over 20 times. The crew from Prolific Prep turned the ball over 27 times. That's a little high, but considering how well they did in almost every other category, I think they can live with it. Assists, 13 assists on the 25 made baskets for Notre Dame, 21 assists on the 41 made baskets for Prolific Prep. Rebounding, Prolific Prep ended up with a pretty good size rebounding edge of 47 to 32, and Prolific Prep led in blocked shots with 6 compared with 1 for Notre Dame. And Prolific Prep scored first and led wire to wire in this game, Ira.
Well, you know, in Canada, hockey is king. And so if we had a hockey team here, which we do not, and went up there to Wilcox to play one of their hockey team, it would be reversed.
That's true.
We would have no chance on that. Well, let's take a look at the individual scoring tonight for the team from Wilcox, Saskatchewan, the Notre Dame Prep out of Canada. Their leading scorer tonight, as he has been this season, Jashaun Henry, had 25 points. And with a great second half, Fofo came through with 20 points. Fofo is just a junior, too. He will, of course, be back next year. Those were the two big scorers. And the other scorers, Noah Lato came off the bench and hit 3 three-point baskets and a two-pointer. He had 11 points in the game, and those were the double-figure scorers. Wyatt Houks had 2 field goals in the second half for 4 points. Xavier Scott had a field goal in the first half for 2 points. Avery Hutchinson had 2 field goals in the first half for 4 points. Greg Wendt did not have a field goal tonight, but he hit on 4 out of 6 at the foul line. Landon Dickey was 1 out of 2 at the foul line for a point. Cole Newkirk had a field goal for 2 points. Carter Kahinka had a field goal late in the game for 2 points. And that wrapped up a 76-point total for the Hounds. Napa Valley College, the location, and the Prolific Prep, the home team. Prolific Prep playing out of Napa Christian, and this is their fourth year as the program. It was founded by Jeremy Rosati, and a lot of help from Philippe Doherty, the program director. Led in scoring tonight by a sophomore, Namari Burnett, had 28 points. He hit on 5 three-point baskets. And at the free throw line, he missed 1. He attempted 4. And the next leading scorer, just 1 point behind him, was Jonathan Williams, who had 27 points. He, out of Rochester, New York, had 2 three-point baskets. They were both in the first half. Also in double figures, Oni Aisi with 15 points. Jordan Brown, who saw limited minutes in the second half, wound up with 17 points below his, he was below his average. Amadou Sow had 14 points on seven field goals, did not make a trip to the free throw line. And other scoring, Alimama Karoma had 2 points, missed both free throw tries. Had Andre Torres playing briefly, did not score. Antonio Vivan also played briefly, did not score. Otan Jankovic played quite a bit, had that one field goal for 2 points. And Armand Sandu, the sophomore, who is from Dublin, California, played very briefly there toward the end of the game, did not score. So the prolific prep crew led 64-36 at halftime. And they came through with another 43 points in the second half, while Notre Dame managed 40 points there in that second half. So much closer the second half.
Yeah, it really was. And Notre Dame has nothing to hang their head about. They competed well, and I can see why they're 17-1 or 17-2 now on the season. They've got some really fine athletes. I was very impressed with Henry and Fofo both. Henry especially really just impressed me. Very polished looking player.
Yeah. Okay, Jake, your thoughts on the game tonight?
I wish the score wasn't as big of a disparity as it is, because I would really like to say that the that Notre Dame was the better team, because when I watched them, I felt like they were the better team. And the first half, they had some trouble. But in the second half, to me, they got the offense working, and defense was, I mean, it was immaculate with the kind of offensive firepower that was prolific.
Well, they did do a great job on the steals. Out of those 27 turnovers that prolific had, I'd say a majority of those were caused by the pressure defense of Notre Dame.
I mean, Cole Newkirk came in off the bench whenever Brown was in. Locked him down the entire time he was on the court. And I mean, he's obviously a very, very good player, and it's hard to lock somebody down like that, and he came in off the bench and did it.
Yeah. Newkirk, the guy, got hit in the face there at one time too.
And you know, but only time he scored.
Yeah, that's right. He had the 2 points in the game. He was a starter for him, so he did get some playing time there. And I thought Kahenka was off of his game there. With his size and all, I could see him as a much better player than he showed us tonight.
To me, it looked like all his shots were, they lacked so much. Like, they weren't arcing. They were just hitting the back of the rim and shooting straight out. Mm-hmm. He had no arc on at all. It wasn't going in for him.
I wondered in the first half why they were going so often to Fofo and how they were relying on him, because he had a bad first half. But he turned it around and had a very good second half, and you could understand his value.
Yeah. And I wonder, do we know if Notre Dame has played any other games down here in California before tonight? Or
no, I think this is their first trip down below.
So part of it may have just been the adjustment to playing in a strange place. But I think they acquitted themselves very well.
Okay. Players of the game. So, Jake, you want to start it out?
Fofo. He was the team. You know, he scored.
Yeah, I don't know. Henry did a pretty good job there, too.
He quarterbacked the team when he was on the court.
Yeah.
And that takes up a lot of...
Both really hustled.
But and
you
for
you
prolific?
Cannot deny the hustle of this team.
For prolific, Jake?
I'm going to have to go Amadou. I'm a fan of the big guys, and, you know, he showed up and he did his job.
Very consistent in there, 7 field goals spread out throughout, 4 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Yeah. Dino?
I'm going to go for prolific. I'm going to go with Burnett, just because he was a revelation to me. I know they had a good team overall, obviously a great team, but I was coming here planning to focus on Jordan Brown's performance, and Burnett, the sophomore, oh my gosh, he is going to be unstoppable by the time he's a senior. He's pretty darn unstoppable now.
Yeah, I thought he was.
So he's my guy for prolific.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I like the way he controlled the ball. He was strong on defense, too.
Yeah.
Very quick. And Jonathan Williams had a good game in the between the two, but I finally went with you and your
I have to say, too, I was very impressed with Jordan Brown. The fact that they had him handling the ball, bringing it up the court, he at 6'11", to be that kind of a ball handler and have the confidence of your team to take on that role, I thought was very impressive. I thought he was awesome.
You know what? One time they had Brown and Jankovic out there at guard. Jankovic at 6'10", Brown at 6'11". Those are the size of their two guards.
Hey, that's going to be that would be a formidable. They might even want to try that in the big in postseason play, just to psych out the other team.
Well, I've heard of the Twin Towers where you take those two guys that tall and put them on either side of the low post.
Yeah. Down there. But in the backcourt, yeah. Wow.
I know, that's a luxury. Well, any other comment, Dino?
Well, I want to remind our listeners that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. we'll have the KVON Saturday Sports Line. And I especially want to remind our listeners because Jake and I are going to be co-hosting along with Charles Kennedy. So I think we'll be talking about this game, and we'll be sort of doing a little wrap-up of the basketball seasons of the local high schools. And we might talk a little bit about the Olympics and the NHL, but we try to keep the focus local. So we'll definitely start out talking about what's going on here in the Valley with all the sports teams.
We can also talk about the first player signing for the Silverados.
For the Silverados, that's right.
Scott Harkin, the pitcher.
They signed three more? Yeah. They just got that. Maybe I could forward that so you can have that to talk about.
Absolutely.
Although I need probably to coordinate, too, with Marty James when he wants to release that. We need to probably be coordinated on that.
Right. We don't want to steal his
beat. But I can remind me to forward that to you when we sign off here so you have that. But they have three more players signed up. So that gives them four total. And what I understand is that the players that they sign up now and have on the roster the first of the year, they do not want to have on the roster at the end of the year. They want to have had these guys move up. They want to prepare them to go on to the next rung and the next rung on up to the major league. So that is their purpose, to season these players, make them better so they can get offers into the next level.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good concept, because it really should be about giving these players an opportunity to advance and while entertaining the crowds as well.
All right, well, thanks a lot to our crew here and to the Prolific Prep crew for helping us out as they go to 23-7, and they'll be playing tomorrow as it is senior night tomorrow night. Just a reminder that at halftime they will be inducting Josh Jackson into the Athletic Prolific Prep Hall of Fame, and Josh's mother, Shanita Jones, will be here from Detroit to receive that honor. And the game, as we mentioned, at 7 o'clock will be against BC Christian Prep, also from Canada, and they honor all of their seniors. And then on Sunday, they honor the host families with Family Appreciation Day. And they have a 2 o'clock game on that day. Just getting underway, another game here at Napa Valley College. We will not be on the air for that, so we're going to be leaving the air now with our thanks to Charles Kennedy, our engineer. And our broadcast has been sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. This is Ira C. Smith reminding you the final here in this international basketball game. The Prolific Prep from Napa Christian, 107, Notre Dame from Wilcox, Saskatchewan in Canada, 76. This has been a KVON Sports presentation.